Harold, thanks for being here with us today.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Last night's Knoxville City Council meeting, the first one of the year, one of the bigger parts of the agenda was the sale of a property on 1512 West Pleasant Street. That's the old Patty's Place, as it's generally known around town. It was sold to Leroy Winfield, who has been forthright and open about putting a crematorium into that location. Now, the citizens were notified of it beforehand, and many people were here last night, residents of that neighborhood, expressing their opposition to that kind of project. They had a petition with several signatures on it. The council voted to go ahead with the sale, and there were some different information passed out about crematoriums, about their emissions and that sort of thing, too. Can you kind of sum up the council's discussion for us?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's opportunities and times in for the council that they have to make some very difficult decisions on behalf of the community. I think last night was an example of that. You know, council is trying to balance efforts in economic development and growth within the community with the culture and the wants and needs of the citizens of the community of Knoxville. And I think that was very evident last night. The property there on Pleasant Street has been zoned a commercial lot probably since even before the city instituted zoning laws and requirements in the city of Knoxville. So it's existed there for quite some time. A crematorium is allowed within city limits, but it has to be in a C2 or higher zoning designation. We had worked with Mr. Winfield on another location out north of town that required rezoning. Rezoning was not able to go through due to, again, some concern of the neighborhood. In this case, however, the property was already zoned C2. The only reason the city even had a say in it is because we own the property. This was a property that we acquired to get rid of a nuisance issue and abate that on behalf of the community. And so Mr. Winfield came forward, was interested in using it for commercial usage, wanted to use it for a crematorium. Didn't require any rezoning or anything like that, so staff didn't see anything from a legal standpoint as far as meeting code and everything else of why it couldn't continue through the process. So it was taken to council for council and community discussion as far as what their will was, whether or not this was a good fit for the community at that location, et cetera. There was a significant amount of discussion last night. I believe the process worked as it was supposed to, as far as, you know, the public being given an opportunity to come in and voice their input before a council made a decision. Ultimately, council decided to go ahead and sell the property to have economic development. And that's kind of the fine balance the council's elected to make, is what's good for the community as a whole versus culture and fit in specific neighborhoods last night. So it was a difficult decision for the council. I mean, there was a considerable amount of discussion on it. And obviously there were some very strong feelings by some of the neighbors there to that property. Overall, I think last night was very educational for many of the members of the community that attended that last night. I know I heard from a couple of different ones that were opposed to it before, but once they actually got some of the information that Mr. Winfield was presenting last night, they were more comfortable with it and were fine. I can't say that was the case for all of them. There are obviously several of them that were probably highly upset by the council's decision last night. But overall, this is a new business that will be coming to our town. The council is elected to continue to support that growth.
Just, I wanted to bring up too, there was some talk last night that property may or may not have supposed to been reverted to residential. You guys as a city staff said that you did go through that process looking for old records, and there was nothing in the old minutes that said in stone this property would go back to residential once it's been tore down or something like that.
Yeah, I was under that impression as well, but as we went back and looked through the records and stuff, we couldn't find anything that substantiated that or concretely set that precedence for that property. So as far as we were concerned, it's zoned C2. It's a commercial property. Had it not been a commercial property, had it been zoned a residential property, it would have had to have gone through the same process as what we had north of town, or it had to have been rezoned as a commercial property. That would have been unlikely to happen, as there is no neighboring commercial properties to it, so it would have been considered spot zoning. But since it already existed as that, it was eligible to be used for that purpose.
All right, moving on. Last night, to approval of some final remodeling work going on here at City Hall. Some doors have already gone up, and the old public works office upstairs is going to be turned into a reception area. What can people expect when they see that, and when will that start up?
Well, it was approved last night by council, so we will contact the contractor today and see when it works with their schedule to come in and begin that work. It's not a very complicated project, so I don't know it'll take a whole lot of time. So I'd imagine over the next probably month and a half, 2 months or so, that it should be complete. This is an effort to help make City Hall a little bit more accessible. So when people come in through the front door, they have a receptionist there immediately to be assisted, as opposed to coming in and trying to find who they need to talk to and figure that out. So it'll be a nice change to City Hall. Hopefully the public enjoys it.
All right, and then finally, 2013 already started here. 2012 was your first full year in the city of Knoxville as city manager. What do you look back at over 2012 in terms of progress you think has been made in the city and what you think people should be proud of?
I think 2012 was a very good year for Knoxville. We saw some significant growth as far as in the private sector. You know, Weiler Industries did a couple of expansions during 2012. Very significant, and have really grown to be a great community partner and a major employer within the community. 3M and Hormel also both saw expansions and new product lines, so they've done well during 2012 as well. We added the Cobblestone Hotel, which has been needed here for quite some time in Knoxville. We've had several small businesses, including the winery downtown and some of those businesses. We had the business incubator start downtown. We have the shared working space downtown. So some very significant steps forward for the community and from that standpoint. The city worked on some nuisance abatements and getting rid of some neglected properties throughout the community. So I think that's a positive step forward. Here internally at City Hall, unfortunately we've seen some turnover with staff here, but I think we've come out of that, having improved the organization and changing some of the culture to be a little bit more friendly to the community, a better community partner, and working and participating in different activities and events that are taking place. So I think overall 2012 saw some significant successes for the community overall. We spent a good portion of the year working on the VA campus, and although that we don't have any real final answers, I think we're as close as we've ever been to having that. And hopefully 2013, we begin to see some of the results of that, but that's still to be seen. And I think overall 2012 is a year that Knoxville can be proud of. You know, we saw the auditorium begin construction at the high school. So really just a lot of progress, a lot going on for a town this size, a very productive year.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being here with us today, Harold.
Thank you, Aaron.